Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Shopify presents cool sheets from aha to
lying awake while you bake isn't cool. I suffered from the wrong kind of hot in bed, heat-induced insomnia. That was my aha moment. Bed sheets that keep you cool. Then I thought, how do I even sell bed sheets? That's when I had the idea that made it all possible, signing up on Shopify. With the help of Shopify's intuitive online store creator, I started selling sustainable bamboo sheets that keep cool year-round. And my cool idea became a reality. Hot sleepers around the world rejoice. Shopify makes it simple to keep your cool while starting and growing your business. Start selling with Shopify today and join the commerce platform powering millions of businesses worldwide. From aha to anything is possible.
This is Possibility, powered by Shopify. Start selling online today. Sign up for a free trial at shopify.com/free22. shopify.com/free22.
Here's what's cooking on today's Sports Stove Local Hour. We're going to be talking a lot of EKU football today, and we're also going to talk about two overtime thrillers for EKU basketball as well. That and so much more. That's what's cooking on today's Sports Stove Local Hour. Welcome into an all-new Sports Stove Podcast Local Hour presented by IPM Pest and Termite, Central Kentucky's neighborhood pest professionals. Do you have spiders, centipedes, ants, mice, moles, whatever it may be? IPM Pest and Termite is the perfect company for your pest needs. Well, why are they perfect? Well, number one, they're local, locally owned and operated. By Matt Schaefer, his wife, a teacher in Lexington. Matt runs a great ship over there. The guys show up on time when they say they're going to show up. The services are guaranteed. The prices are competitive. And I promise you will not regret calling IPM Pest and Termites to take care of your pest needs. I use them at my house. I also use them at our church. So lots of experience with IPM Pest and Termite and am fully satisfied. Find more information at myipm.com. That's myipm.com. Make sure you let them know the Sports Stove sent you when you get a hold of them there as well. We've got a great show for you today. We've got several guests on today. Shorter interviews, but what we did is we reached out to the newest class that just signed on December the 15th to come play football at EKU next season. And we got a chance to sit down with several of them. And I think you'll enjoy getting to know them as well. So we'll bring those interviews to you here in just a few minutes. But before we get to that, let's start off with some basketball news. Two incredibly fun overtime games for EKU this week. Let's start off with the guys' game as they went off on Saturday against Northern Kentucky, winning the game 81-68. But it was very, very close all the way through. And then a forced overtime as EKU scored with a few seconds left and Northern Kentucky could not score on the other end. So they go to overtime, and then overtime, it's all EKU. They just dominated overtime, ultimately winning their 81-68. Tate Blanton, 16 points, 6 rebounds. Kurt Lewis, a double-double, 13 points, 13 boards as well. Cooper Robb, though, was kind of the star of the show. On Saturday, he was just the leader among men there in the game. Cooper scored 19 points, 5 rebounds. His defense was phenomenal, and he really did lead the way in that game and was the reason they got that win. A big three following taking a charge on the other end just kind of got the momentum finally shifted to where they needed it to be. So a great win there on Saturday for the EKU men. Their game This week, of course, has been canceled because of COVID. Coach Hamilton did say on Twitter that they'd be more than happy to play Kentucky. Kentucky chose to schedule Western Kentucky, and you can't argue too much about that, I guess. They're doing it for a good cause. They're raising money for the victims of the storms. And so UK, you've got a little bit of time off, the men do, before their next game. The women won as well on Saturday in an incredibly ugly affair. It was ugly sweater night for the women's basketball team, and the sweaters matched the play on the court, but they were able to pull up the win. They did not get their first lead until 4.5 minutes to go in the game, and they were playing Pikeville. So not a great game, but they followed that up with a big game on Tuesday playing against Appalachian State. They win in double overtime, 89-84, and looked a lot better than they did against Pikeville on Saturday. Aliche scored 21 points. She also had 6 steals, 8 turnovers. Just the one thing, and I know I'm not, I promise Aliche, I'm for you. She's got to clean up the turnovers. There's just too many turnovers on the season for her, but a great game, 21 points, 6 steals. Bria Bass added 17 points, 9 rebounds, a great game for her. Ari Kirkwood, 9 points, 9 rebounds. Bree Crittenden, though, is the one I want to focus on. 15 points, 6 rebounds, 4 steals. She led the team in minutes played as well with 44 minutes in the game. She's getting opportunity. Coach talked about it Saturday that he's really pleased with what she's been doing, and the opportunities now are coming to her. She's getting minutes and opportunities to play regularly. She started the last couple of games, and she just kind of is the all-around player. So she's added a great just addition to this team, the way she's playing and the opportunities she's getting, and she's taken full advantage of those opportunities. Some other players have been given some opportunities. They haven't been able to take advantage of them to this point, at least not consistently. And so Bree's doing great. She's playing an incredible amount of minutes right now, and you can just tell the coaching staff trusts her when she's out there. They you know, in the early parts of the season, they seem to only put her out in defensive possessions. But she can shoot, and she showed that on Saturday, and then she scored, of course, again on Tuesday as well. So Bree's playing great, adding a great deal to this team, and the women off with a great victory, an important victory on Tuesday to follow up their Saturday win as well. You know, we're heading into division play now, and so it's important that we're clicking, right? Clicking at all levels at this point. The EKU women are now 6-6 as they're getting ready to close out their year, and the EKU men sit at 7-6 as well. Games next games to be played are on the 31st. Let's see here. The girls are playing Cumberland, so that should be a win. Hopefully they come out better than they did against Pikeville, and a game that they need to win, a game that they should win, a game that they should blow out the opponent. Hopefully they'll be able to do that. Then on the 31st, following that game, the men face off against Alice Lloyd. That is a school, not a woman. And so needless to say, they should be able to take care of that one as well. We're looking forward to that. Let's transition to football. But first, before we do that, let's hear a quick word from our title sponsor, IPM Pest and Termite.
With over 20 years of experience, Matt Schaefer and the good folks at locally owned IPM Pest and Termite provides pest control service for all of Central Kentucky's pest control needs. Whether you have a current pest control problem or want to prevent infestation from ever entering your home, IPM Pest and Termite offers maintenance programs that will help keep pests out of your home and provide peace of mind. So for dependable, reliable services that you can count on, get in touch with our good friend Matt Schaefer at IPM Pest and Termite today at myipm.com. That's myipm.com.
Welcome back into the Sports Stove Local Hour presented by IPM Pest and Termite, Central Kentucky's neighborhood pest professionals. We've got a great lineup of interviews we'll give to you here in just a moment, but first, some important EKU football news. Roland Walder has been selected to play in the Tropical Bowl, which is a week for seniors to really go and get the opportunity to sit in front of NFL coaches, scouts, general managers, things like that, and a real opportunity to be seen. They started the Tropical Bowl back in 2016. Since the beginning, they've had just over 350 participants get an opportunity in the NFL. So a huge chance for Roland Walder continuing to take advantage of the opportunities given to him following a great season at EKU. Another accolade for Davion Ross. He was named to third team All-American from Stats Perform FCS. And he was named to the all-sophomore team or all-freshman team. It was all-sophomore team. Earlier as well, but he gets third team All-American there. So congratulations to Davion Ross. And then kind of a hit to the program, Quentin Floyd announces that he's entering the transfer portal and plans to look for a new school to finish out his last season of eligibility. I hate to see it. He added a lot to that defensive line. There are still young men in the room currently that are going to be incredibly impactful, have huge opportunities in the coming year. And then we've also got another guy that we're going to talk to in just a few minutes as well, an incoming transfer from Bowling Green. There's a couple of D linemen in this class that's coming in next year. So interesting opportunities now arise for those that are currently in the building at EKU, an opportunity to play some valuable minutes there as well. All right, we're going to get to our interviews. The rest of the show will be our interviews. And what we did, we reached out to all 10. I take that back. We reached out to, I think, 9 of the 10 of the signees. One of them would have been really hard to work out time-wise, so we didn't go there. But anyways, we've had 6 of them respond, and I'm actually still waiting, hoping that we're going to get all 6 of them. But nonetheless, the lineup is as it currently sits. And then we'll find out later in the program if we got the rest of them or not. But we're going to talk with Anthony Johns. He's the LCA offensive lineman and from Lexington. And so he'll join us. Jeremiah Lightfoot is going to join us as well. He is from Bowling Green, played at the in college at Bowling Green as well as high school. And he's going to add a big presence for EKU. Matthew Napier, he's from East Jessamine, but has been at UK these last few years. He's transferring in to EKU, and a good chance he'll be starting for EKU next season. KJ Figures, another guy that's transferring in, is gonna provide a pop and I think a lot of help at EKU as well. Then the other two that we are still waiting on, and hopefully we'll have for you here by the end of the episode, Jeremiah Bailey, he's from Smyrna, Tennessee. High school graduate or will be graduating and being with us. And then Kylan Robinson as well. We have made contact originally, but then the original way of doing the interview had not worked out. So we're still trying to get him in. So we'll let you know, obviously, by the end of the episode and see if we can bring him on as well. But we'll go ahead and get you the interviews that we've got and a chance for you to get to know. So we asked some basic football questions so you can know a little bit about them football-wise, why they chose EKU. And then we asked them some personal questions, favorite movie, favorite food, who would you have dinner with if you could have dinner with anyone, those kinds of things. And just a chance to get to know these incoming men for EKU football next year. So without further ado, we'll get started with Anthony Johnson from LCA. We are joined now by offensive lineman Anthony Johns. Anthony, thanks for being with us.
It's a pleasure.
All right, so let's get started. You're a offensive lineman from Lexington Christian Academy. You signed here, of course, with EKU. You have been named at one point on the KSR All-State football team. You were lineman MVP at 2021's Best of the Midwest Combine as well. Let's start with the most basic of questions. Why EKU?
I chose EKU because it was close to home. I really think the coaching staff treated me like I was a family member there. I really love all of our staff and whatnot. I love what Coach Waltz is doing there. And our relationship with my lineman coach, Eric Losey, has really grown throughout these several months. And I really think it was the best fit for me.
You've been to several of the EKU camps before, correct?
Yes, sir.
It's wintertime. When temperatures go down, the likelihood goes up that your furnace and other appliances go down with them. So don't risk a costly replacement. Stay comfortable with coverage on the appliances you depend on most with the Service Guard Appliance Repair Program from Black Hills Energy. It's peace of mind in a plan. Visit blackhillsenergy.com/signup to learn more.
So you've probably gotten to know, I mean, you said the relationship has gotten better, but you've gotten to know these guys over the last couple of years?
Yes, sir.
What is it about Walt Wells, in particular as a head coach, that makes you feel like, hey, he's a good guy to play for?
I think what he's building there is growing tremendously. Like this year, most improvement of any FCS team or whatnot with that 7-4 record. And I only think that's going to improve more and more with this recruiting class. And I really think we have some key pieces here like Cam Hurkett, Bailey. And I really think we can grow something at EKU.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I'm 100% behind Coach Wells and the staff. I think he's going to lose some coaching staff over the next couple of years with the way they're coaching and things like that. In a positive way, they'll get opportunities to move on and things like that as well. But it looks like Coach Wells says the plan is for you to play center. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And that's a great opportunity there as well. When it comes to the offensive line, obviously center, you probably feel like that's your strong point. But is that the strongest place for you? And how do you see that role working for you down the road?
Yeah, I see it as my strong point. I know I'm not going to play tackle in college because, you know, I'm 6'2" and whatnot. But I can also play guard as well on the offensive line. I can play D-line too, play nose guard, and I think I'm very versatile and whatnot, but I think center is my strongest position.
Would you consider yourself agile, quick, athletic as an offensive lineman?
Yes, sir. I at the best in Midwest, I recorded a 4.940 there, but it is hand time, so that could be easily messed up, but I do consider myself athletic.
Yeah, I mean, hand time, that means you probably were actually closer to like 4.4, but no, that's great. That's awesome. You talked a little bit about the line coach as well with Losey and what excites you about being able to be a part of that room and a part of that group? Because they've got some really young, talented guys and other guys that are coming in on this class. We're going to talk with one of them later on, but what excites you about being a part of that room?
What excites me is knowing what Losey has been through. So he went to Florida State, and I know that, and he one of the best lineman coaches ever in college football went there, and he coached with them and talked with him. So I know he has a lot of knowledge about the position and the game, and I really think with all this talent on the line, we can do some amazing things. I know one of the linemen, Jake O'Buck, I looked up to him throughout my high school career. He's always gave me some key advice or whatever. And I just really think that with all this talent that we have, we can build another big wall, like with a Kentucky school or something like that. But the EKU big wall or Maroon wall or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. What I know football is a team sport, but individually, what do you want to get out of your time at EKU?
A degree. I know with EKU there's some great academics there, and I really think I can improve myself as a person, a student in the classroom, and overall a better person at EKU.
Awesome. All right. So we're going to get to know you better as your career goes on at EKU. We're trying to give the listeners a chance to get to know some of the new signees and things like that. So I'm going to ask you just a couple quick questions. First thing that comes to your mind, non-football related, just so that we have a better understanding of who Anthony Johns is. All right. So let's start with this. Your favorite movie of all time?
Ooh, that's hard. That's hard for me. I love movies. It has to be Once Upon a Time in Hollywood with Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt.
Yeah?
Yeah, I love that movie a lot. And another movie that's tied with is Talladega Nights, of course.
Okay. All right. Who's your favorite singer?
Favorite singer? Kendrick Lamar.
Okay. Favorite food?
Bean burritos. I love bean burritos.
Okay. Have you had, and I know you live in Winchester, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Have you had any of the local Richmond establishments yet?
Not yet.
Okay. All right. There's plenty for you to try. Favorite ice cream flavor?
Ooh. Can we go with milkshake flavor on this?
Sure.
Because at Sonic, they have this Oreo cheesecake milkshake that I love.
Sounds like we're vying for a NIL deal here. your dream vehicle, car, truck, whatever it may be.
A DeLorean from Back to the Future. That's also one of my favorite movies, and I love that car.
All right. Last one for you. If you could have dinner with any one person, past or present, dead or alive, who would that be?
Jimmy V.
Okay. Yeah. Jimmy V. Very good. All right. Well, this is Anthony Johns. He is coming in as an offensive lineman geared toward the center in the 2022 class, and we're excited to have him as a part of the EKU Colonels moving forward. Anthony, I really appreciate you taking a couple minutes to talk with us, and we're looking forward to get to know you better over the next few years.
Yes, sir. I cannot wait.
All right. Thank you. All right. Thank you, Anthony. Looking forward to what he adds to the offensive line, both, you know, right away and in the future, adding good depth there and then building up the opportunities that we've got there at center as well. All right. Next up on the list, we're going to talk to big old Jeremiah Lightfoot. And I think you're going to like Jeremiah. But here's our conversation with him. All right, we're joined now by Jeremiah Lightfoot. He's a defensive lineman, 6'2", 300 nose tackle from Bowling Green. Thanks for joining the show, Jeremiah. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
I like that hat, too. I need to get me one of those. Jeremiah, you were first team All-Sky Conference twice at Bowling Green. Let's ask you this simple question. Why EKU?
When I went there, it felt like home. And all the coaches, they've been through Bowling Green, and Coach Stillman, he's from Bowling Green. So there's kind of like, it's just everybody's been through Bowling Green. So, I mean, and my coach, he trusts them. And all I know is if I'm getting handed down and my coach says he's trusting them, then I'll trust him fully 100%.
What goes into a decision of leaving Bowling Green?
Well, really, like, I mean, I'm ready. Like, I'm ready to leave Bowling Green, but I mean, like, just leaving family and stuff, it's like, that's like, it's kind of like shaky, but I mean, I can't wait.
You're going to love it. I know you've been here and stuff before, but I think EKU has a great atmosphere. I think Coach Wells is doing, and the staff and everything like that's great. What do you feel? I mean, obviously you like them enough to come, but what's your general feelings of the coaching staff there at EKU?
Oh, they're amazing. Like, I just feel like I'm at home every time I come. They joke around. They're serious when they can be. They're just right to business.
Yeah. What do you think is the greatest strength that you're going to bring to the program?
Just a hard nose. I really haven't seen one. Like, I just really haven't seen a person in the middle that hard. So, I mean, like, I feel like I could stop the run game a lot, help a lot in the run game. I mean, they've had a good D-line, these couple years. But, I mean, I feel like I could bring a lot to the table.
Yeah, and there's opportunity, too. I know I just saw on Twitter that Quentin Floyd announced that he's going to transfer out. So, that opens up another spot on the D-line. Walter as well, and he's got some opportunities here still in the postseason bowls and things like that, but there's opportunity there for sure. Is there a player that you kind of mold or shape your game after?
Not really. I just try to have a motor, just mm-hmm. Playing with a chip on my shoulder. I don't really play after anybody or look for anybody.
Yeah, that sounds like something the coaching staff would absolutely love. That's the kind of players they like. What do you think, football's a team sport, and I get that. But I'm asking everybody, what individually do you want to get out of your time at EKU?
Well, I want to be, of course, one of the best players I can be. And I just want to try to see where I can take my athletics, if I could go further on or. If that's it, that's it.
Yeah. All right. We want to get to know you a little bit. So I've got just a few questions here for you, non-football related. What's your favorite movie?
Favorite movie? I would probably have to say Grown Ups 2.
Okay. I like it. Favorite singer?
Singer? I'll probably say Sam Smith.
Okay. Favorite food?
Favorite food? Pizza.
Pizza. Do you like lots of toppings?
Not really. I'm a sausage guy.
Okay. What about pineapple on pizza?
I don't discriminate. I've tried it and it's good.
All right. Favorite flavor of ice cream?
Strawberry.
Strawberry. Your dream vehicle, car or truck, whatever it may be?
I probably have to say a Benz, just any type of Benz. They fire for real.
Okay. If you could have dinner with any one person, dead or alive, past or present, who would it be?
I'd probably say Muhammad Ali.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good one. I like that one. That'd be an awesome conversation to have, no doubt. Jeremy Lightfoot, he's from Bowling Green. He's coming to EKU this next football season. He's going to fill the middle on the defensive line, and we're excited to have him as a part of the program. Jeremiah, thank you so much for taking just a couple minutes to talk with us. We're looking forward to getting to know you over the next season.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeremiah, again, for coming and spending some time with us. I'm looking forward to what he adds to this squad here for EKU. He's a big boy, and he'll come in and have the opportunity to play at nose tackle. Again, he's bringing in experience, 6'2", 300 as well. First team all sky. I mean, twice first team all sky. So he's going to add a lot. Looking forward to that as well. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue our interviews with some of the new guys coming in to EKU football this next season.
With over 20 years of experience, Matt Schaefer and the good folks at locally owned IPM Pest and Termite provides pest control service for all of Central Kentucky's pest control needs. Whether you have a current pest control problem or want to prevent infestation from ever entering your home, IPM Pest and Termite offers maintenance programs that will help keep pests out of your home and provide peace of mind. So for dependable, reliable services that you can count on, get in touch with our good friend Matt Schaefer and IPM Pest and Termite today at myipm.com. That's myipm.com.
Hi, I'm Maria.
And I'm Mike. And we're
Team Ready. Black Hills Energy knows your home is where your heart is, so they want you to be ready.
It's all about keeping you safe, prepared, and making your home as energy efficient as possible.
Everything from how to weatherize your home to how to stay safe during extreme weather.
Be ready for anything. Go to blackhillsenergy.com/teamready.
Welcome back to the Sports Stove Local Hour presented by IPM Pest and Termite. We're going to continue our interviews now with some of the incoming guys to next year's EKU football team. And next up is Matthew Napier, the East Jessamine grad and the UK transfer for the offensive line. I think you'll enjoy our time with Matthew. Here it is. We are joined now by new EKU offensive lineman, Matthew Napier. Matthew, thanks for being with us.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me on the show.
Definitely. So 6'6", 343 is what I have you in as. Of course, you're from Nicholasville, but have spent time at the University of Kentucky transferring into EKU this year. What goes into the decision to transfer out of UK and to EKU?
So that was a lot because coming out of high school, I had scholarships to other schools, but there was just something about Kentucky. Coach Slarman, the offensive line coach at Kentucky, I just couldn't pass up the opportunity to be coached under him. So in my time there, I developed a life here. All my family's here, and my second year there, Coach Wells, he was my scout O-line coach at UK. And after that, got to know him a little bit. And then once I decided that I needed to transfer, because with the coaching change, getting my new O-line coach, me and him just, we just weren't a good fit for each other. And knowing Wells and knowing how EKU is building their program, I just felt like it was a great fit to stay close to home, be a part of a great program, and just be able to still continue and develop my skills.
That's awesome. I love what Coach Wells is doing at EKU. The program really seems to be headed the right direction. The staff too. I was talking with someone earlier and I said, you know, this staff, they're not going to be together too much longer because these guys are going to get jobs elsewhere and things like that as well because of the job they're doing at EKU right now. But Coach said the plan is right now for you to play guard. You obviously have the ability to play tackle and things like that. Do you have a favorite position on the O-line?
Honestly, no. Whenever I got to UK, they threw me in at a left guard. And then from there, I moved over to right guard and then right tackle and then left tackle. And then this past season, I was center for about 4 weeks. And I honestly loved all of them. What I'm probably most comfortable with, I would say, is probably right guard. Because that's the one that I've been playing the most. But honestly, I feel like I could play any position.
How much different is one side versus the other as opposed to playing right guard instead of left guard? Because in my ignorant mind, I would say, oh, it's guard. It's kind of the same thing.
It definitely has its differences because just like everyone else, if you write right-handed, it would be pretty awkward writing left-handed. but over time, you get pretty comfortable with it. So I would say it's more so getting comfortable with the position that you're in. You can play any position. It's just about working and feeling it out.
Gotcha. What do you think that you bring to this team? Because obviously you've got some experience. You've been under some really good coaches as well. What do you think that you can bring to this EKU team that can help the program?
I feel like I can bring a lot of movement in the run game because I know that EKU didn't do the best at this past year. And coming from East Jessamine, which was predominantly a run school, and then under Coach Slarman, where UK has been known the past few years as where offensive linemen go to play in the NFL. Like that's where they go to get good in the run game. Because you got to think we had Benny Snell, we've had Chris, we've had Smoke, we've had all these AJ, we've had all these guys who have been able to go to the next level because they had a great offensive line that could run block. In that time, I feel like I've done really good at developing my pass protection. So I feel like I can bring the whole package for this offensive line.
Yeah, run blocking, that'll be a welcomed addition. I'm not busting on the offensive line from last year, but you're right. There was a lot of inconsistency in the run game last year. And with some talented guys, both on the line and the running backs, they just couldn't consistently get it going. That'd be a great addition. What do you want to get individually from your time at EKU?
Individually, I want to keep developing and try and perfect my skills. Of course, no one's perfect. There's always improvement for everyone. But I would say that I just want to keep developing my skills. Of course, get my degree. I would love to get that. And on top of that, if things do work out, I'd love to play at the next level or have the opportunity to be able to.
Yeah, that's awesome. And, you know, it depends on where you play at. We had Drew Hart on the program earlier this year and chatted with him, O-lineman for EKU as well, right tackle, and I think an awesome fit. And my hope is that you and many others will have the opportunity to play elsewhere after college because there's more opportunities now than ever. But obviously the main goal there getting to the NFL. Let's get to know you a little bit. I got just a couple quick questions for you, non-football related. Your favorite movie?
Oh, that's a tough one. I don't know about if it's a favorite movie, but I would say the Marvel series, all the new Marvel movies. I've always been a diehard superhero guy. Never been a big DC fan, but definitely all the Marvel movies.
Have you seen the new Spider-Man yet?
I haven't. I've watched all the ones up to it just so okay. I can make sure that whenever I do watch it, I'll be able to like, yeah.
I get it.
I'm excited. I've heard some pretty good things.
I haven't seen it yet either. It sounds good though. Your favorite singer?
Ooh, singer? I'd probably say Tim McGraw, the okay. country guy.
All right. Your favorite food?
Favorite food? It's got to be steak.
Steak. I like that.
Can't go wrong with a good steak.
Your favorite ice cream flavor?
Ice cream. Chocolate chip cookie dough. Definitely. Okay.
Your dream vehicle, car, truck, whatever it may be.
Ooh, that's a good question. I want a brand new Tahoe. It's got about 3.5-inch lift. Nothing crazy. I don't want a crazy lift. But just something that like stands out, and then some nice tires, and I want it blacked out.
Okay. I like that. That's great. It sounds kind of like an East Jessamine choice.
Yeah,
I like that. If you could have dinner with any person, past or present, dead or alive, who would it be?
I would say my great grandfather on my mom's side. Heard so many stories and about how amazing of a person he was, and how people compare him to me. And I would just love to, I wish I had the opportunity where I could sit down and get to know him a little bit.
Awesome. All right, Matthew Napier, incoming O-lineman. He's bringing some veteran attitude and some awesome ability and size to the offensive line next year at EKU. We're excited to have you there at Roy Kidd Stadium this coming season, and we'll be cheering you on. Hopefully we'll catch up with you next year as the season gets going. Congratulations for coming to EKU, and good luck moving forward.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Thank you, Matthew, for coming on. I could have talked with Matthew for a lot longer, but we're going to try to keep these all relatively short, and we'll talk with him later on. A great conversation, and really I'm excited about what he brings to the EKU offensive line this year. And, you know, we talked about the importance of run blocking and what he can bring to the team to help. That would be massive if he can open some holes. So anyways, thank you, Matthew. Great talking with him. One of the things that I do on the sides is I call high school basketball and high school football games in Jessamine County. So I got to call Matthew's sister's basketball game. I'll call a few more of them throughout the season as well. So it's fun catching up with him. All right, next on the list is KJ Figures. Here's our interview with him. Joining us now on the show is defensive back KJ Figures joining us. KJ, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for letting me be on the show.
Yeah, definitely. We're excited to get to know you a little bit. You're from West Virginia, correct?
Yes, sir. Charleston, West Virginia.
Charleston. All right. And I read that your coach sent some tape to EKU. He has ties to EKU and sent some tape, and the Wells and the staff liked what they saw, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They used to coach together as well.
Yeah, okay. What was your main decision in choosing EKU?
Really, when I went up there, it just felt like home, back home. Like, it was very similar. They had a lot of similarities. And also, the coaching staff was down to earth. That's what really sold me right there. They all have, like, a good bond together. So, I really like that. It's like a family up there.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I love the coaching staff right now at EKU. What Coach Wells has done and what he's implemented, and these the assistant coaches, the whole staff seems to be great. And I'm worried we're going to lose some of them here in the near future for getting jobs elsewhere and things like that. Good they are. Now, you're listed as a defensive back, and I apologize for not knowing this ahead of time, but is your main position corner or safety?
Safety.
Safety. Okay. So do you know anything about the safety room right now at EKU, the guys that are there?
I know he has a couple returners. That's as much. I looked into it a little bit. They got some back there. So
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, Joseph Sales is the one that comes to mind right off the bat for me. But, you know, you're going to come in. Did they make you any promises or is it just, hey, you're going to come in and compete and go from there?
Yeah, it's actually come in, compete, handle your handle what you can handle.
Yeah.
Get to business right then and there.
I love it. What do you think that you bring to the team? What skills or other attributes do you think that you're going to be able to bring to the program?
I mean, I'm not very much outspoken, but I like to lead by example, not by like speaking out or like telling people to do this or do that. Like, I feel like I lead by my doing things physically, like showing them, like, oh yeah, he's a hard worker. Like, let's get on to this type of role, or like something like that.
You know, your stats kind of back up that saying. I mean, it's you got a great tackler from everything that I can tell. A lot of pass deflected. Like, I mean, it seems like you've I think you led. Did you lead the conference or you led something in passes deflection yes. last season? Yeah. So that makes sense, though. It kind of fits into your personality. You know, Parker McKinney, the quarterback, he's the same way. He's not an outspoken guy as much as he is, hey, I'm going to go out there and lead and they'll follow because I'm putting in the work and putting in the effort and things like that. And that's a great attribute to have. What do you think that you can gain from EKU, like individually?
I feel like I can gain a lot with the experienced people ahead of me and that also the experienced coaching staff as well. I mean, I can learn a lot from just off their experience alone. Then as a school, I mean, you can learn a lot from EKU as a faculty.
Yeah.
In the educational standpoint.
Definitely. How many years of eligibility do you have?
I have 3 years to play too. So I have 2 years to play with the red shirt.
Perfect. Okay. Awesome. All right. So what we're doing is we're trying to let people get to know some of the new guys and everything. So I've got some just non-football questions for you. First one is your favorite movie.
I'm a big Marvel guy.
Okay.
I like the end game. I like that. I really like the new Spider-Man that just came out. I saw that recently. So I recommend everybody see that.
Honestly. I haven't seen it yet, but everyone says it's great.
Everyone's a great movie. Yeah. For sure.
Who's your favorite singer?
Singer?
Yeah.
It's a tough one because I'm kind of old school with it. Like, dang, it's a lot to come into mind when I say it. I don't know, honestly.
What's your favorite genre of music?
Genre? I say hip-hop and R&B would be my top two, for sure. Maybe like 2000s R&B, 90s R&B, somewhere around there.
Okay. Your favorite food?
Favorite food? I say chicken Alfredo.
Okay.
No, I like chicken a lot. So.
Okay. So anything with chicken in it.
Yeah, anything with chicken. Honestly.
What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
Ice cream? That's a good one. I say cookies and cream. You can't go wrong with vanilla. I do like them all, honestly. Just a certain one.
Yeah, not too picky. Your dream vehicle. So if you could get any vehicle, car, truck, whatever, what would that be?
Probably I like the Hellcats.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I like a lot of muscle.
Okay, yeah. A lot of strength and speed.
Yeah.
All right, this is one that gets a lot of people thinking. If you could have dinner with any person, dead or alive, past or present, who would that be?
Oh, that's a tough one. probably Denzel Washington.
Yeah, that'd be a fun one.
Like just the way he thinks and
I would think he would be a fun conversation to have.
Yeah,
He goes deep, but he can also be on level too, I think. Mm-hmm. From what I would, that would be my guess at least. I've never met Denzel, but that would be my guess. That'd be my guess of him as well. KJ, I really do appreciate you taking a couple minutes to come with us and let us get to know you a little bit. We're looking forward to you getting into town and seeing what the team holds. You know, last year, of course, Davion Ross was a cornerback. Just got named as a third team All-American, and he'll be back next year. And like I said, Joseph Sales. And there's actually a lot of the defensive backs returning next year. So
a lot of them coming back. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So it'll be neat to add your experience to the team, and looking forward to what's ahead. You're just looking at your stats. Like I said, they look impressive, and looks like you could definitely add something to the program. So congratulations. Welcome to EKU, and we're looking forward to seeing you play.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, KJ. And again, another guy that just when I saw the class get signed, it's really excited what KJ could bring to the team next year, and so excited to see how he fits in. And thank you for coming on the show as well. All right. Thank you to each of these young men who took the time to come and chat with us this week. And really excited about the team as it is being built still for the 2022 season. And again, congratulations to Roland Walder and his opportunities that he's having at the Tropical Bowl. Congratulations to Davion Ross, third team All-American. And then good luck to Q, Quentin Floyd. Hey, there's still a chance. Why don't you come on back? But good luck to him moving forward as well. All right. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. I am excited to announce that in the new year, starting in January, we're adding a sponsor. IPM Pest and Termite will still be partnering with us and still be our title sponsor. But we're also adding in All Around Roofing, and excited to add them to our podcast as well. So you'll be hearing a lot more about them in the months to come as well. Don't forget, basketball doubleheader on Friday, the 31st. Come out to the game, support the teams. It's the afternoon. You can still party all night. So come out to this game, support these kids. Should be good games there for the EKU folks as well. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode of the Sports Stove Local Hour. Make sure you visit myipm.com. If you have any pest needs, IPM Pest and Termite is the company that can take care of you. And make sure if you reach out to them, you let them know you heard about them on the Sports Stove Local Hour. Follow us on Instagram or Twitter at Sports Stove. And when it comes to the podcast, rate, review, subscribe, share, all those good things. Spotify now allows people to give a 5-star rating. And so if you wouldn't mind, go on Spotify, give us a 5-star rating. That'll help us be seen by new people as well. But as much as we want new people, we really appreciate you. We've had a great year and looking forward to what's ahead. But we'll talk to you again next week before the new year starts. So I guess until next time, we'll see you around the Sports Stove.